is it one of those things like where you're reading, or you're making up stories for the kids, and you think, you know what, this is quite good?
I basically from having kids, and I never thought about, you know, you watch your cartoons when you're young and you grow up and you don't do all that stuff. But when I actually had my two girls I've got, and you read stories, you watch cartoons and all that, that's where I came up with the idea. And I'm very football. My life's been football, and I thought there was a little bit of a gap and nothing really footballish out there. So
it's footballish, but it's mainly about a pirate ship. This one, I've read it.
Well, that's it. I didn't want to make it too football, because I think then you just, you know, we're talking about young kids here. If you try and go too football, too tactical, it's too boring. I think there's got to be adventure in it.
Bit of fantasy in there.
The goal at one point is the crow's nest on the boat. So bang, you know, there it is.
Exactly.
it's not a stretch.
I'm pleased you read it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, most of my questions.
You flick it.
No, I've read the whole thing. So, I mean, it starts off with the kids being terrified of a ghost train.
Yes.
Is that autobiographical? Were you terrified of ghost trains?
I am still terrified of everything. I go now, they went to Wonderland at Hyde Park at Christmas time, and I go with the kids, and I can only go on the little slow ones, and they want to go on all the ones that shoot up to the sky. But that's a different thing,
the velocity and all of that.
Right,
but I'm talking about the actual ghost train, and you're not fond. I must say, I was never fond, and to this day, I think, I hope they haven't got actual.
Yes. It's when they have real people on who jump
exactly.
out.
Well, this is it.
Yeah.
We went to the London Dungeon recently with the kids, and the real people were jumping out all over the place, and that was a bit scary. And the kids don't care.
I used to be in the London Dungeons. I was actually my brother-in-law Rod, who's good with his hands as opposed to me, made all the original tableaus and mannequins in there,
right.
And he roped in all the family, so they have the face life cast. When they put the stuff on you, you know, and they cast your face. And I used to be in there. I was Richard the Lionheart with an arrow in my eye.
Really?
Might still be there. So just as a side this, Jess. So you actually remember being terrified as a kid.
Yes.
And that's how it starts in the fairground, isn't it?
Yep.
And then, I won't give the whole plot away because kids want to read it, but let me ask you some other things from it.
Okay.
Donaldo.
Yeah.
Tell everyone who Donaldo is in it.
Yeah, he's the teacher at school, so he's their football teacher. So
yeah.
Donaldo is of Mr. Donald, so they call him Donaldo.
Mr. Donald, and again, is this autobiographical? Are you basing that on someone you think, here's my revenge after all these years?
No, I'm actually not, actually. And I've been asked it, because when I first done this and some of the publicity come out, it was talking about, you know, basing it on players and people that I know, and I actually haven't, so there's no sort of teammates really so much in there. There's little snippets, maybe.
Are there any private jokes in here? I don't want you to share them, but
what about the goalkeepers?
A couple of things.
The goalkeepers are one off, see. Goalkeepers in the football dressing room, they're always different. I don't know what it is, but they're just a slightly different breed to
the
rest.
They're loners. They are. When you're growing up, I mean, I still actually like being in goal, but after a while I gave up because I found out the one who was a bit of a sap in the company put him in goal.
Yeah.
Oh, you can go in goal.
But it become because they form their own little team in the dressing room. So there's like three of them, like three goalkeepers, who kind of mill around on themselves. They are.
Weirdos.
They've got their own little mind.
Keep your eye on them.
Exactly.
Always.
So Charlie, the goalie in the book, he keeps his gloves on all times. He's a bit.
Always ready.
Always
ready. But again, just a simple yes or no. Are there bits, are there private jokes that perhaps only your nearest neighbor? Oh, I get that.
Maybe, yes. Yes, I'll say yes.
I won't pressure
That's
on
it.
I think I spotted a couple of them.